Acts chapter 21. And it came to pass that after we were gotten from them and had launched, we came with a straight course unto Cus, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And finding a ship sailing over unto Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria, and landed at Tyre. For there the ship was to unlade her burden. And finding disciples, we stayed there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. When we had accomplished those days, we left and went our way, and they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city, and we knelt down on the shore and prayed. When we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship, and they returned home again. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais, and saluted the brethren, and abode with them one day. And the next day we that were of Paul's company departed, and came to Caesarea. And we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come to us, he took Paul's girdle, and bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus says the Holy Spirit, So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owns this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. When we had heard these things, both we and they of that place sought him not to go up to Jerusalem. And Paul answered, What do you mean to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Master Yeshua. And when he could not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The will of the sovereign be done. And after those days we took up our carriages and went to Jerusalem. And there went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an old disciple, with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us to Jacob, and all the elders were present. And when we had saluted them, he declared particularly what things Yahweh had wrought amongst the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they had heard it, they praised Yahweh, and said to him, You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. And they are informed of you, that you teach all the Jews which are amongst the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that you are come. Do therefore this that we say to you. We have four men which have a vow on them. Take them, and purify yourself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things, whereof they were informed concerning you, are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly, and keep the law. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple, to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, crying out, Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law in this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple, and has polluted this holy place. For they had seen him before with him in the city Trophimus, who was an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came to the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they quit beating Paul. Then the chief captain came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains and demanded who he was and what did he do. Some cried one thing, some another, amongst the multitude, and when he could not know the certainty for the tumult, he commanded him to be carried to the castle. when he came upon the stairs. So it was that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, "Away with him!" And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said to the chief captain, "May I speak to you?" He said, "Can you speak Greek? Are you not that Egyptian which before these days made an uproar and led people out to the wilderness, 4,000 that were murderers?" But Paul said, "I'm a man. I'm a Jew of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech you, suffer me to speak to the people." When he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hand to the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, end of chapter.